Chapter 3, The Red Cross. By 1869, the Civil War was over. Barton had worked hard and she needed a rest. She traveled to Switzerland. While she was there, she learned about the work of an organization called the International Red Cross. It had been set up to care for the sick and wounded in times of war. The International Red Cross provided help to all who needed it, no matter what side they were on. When Barton returned home in 1873, she was determined to set up a branch of the Red Cross in the United States. She knew how important it was to convince people of the good work of the Red Cross. She spoke to public officials. She made speeches and wrote articles. She argued that the Red Cross in the United States could help people during times of war and during natural disasters. Feature box: the Red Cross symbol. The symbol of a Red Cross on a white background was developed as a way for medical workers to be easily recognized during conflicts. According to a treaty signed in 1864, any building or person bearing the emblem is protected from attack. Barton finally saw her bright idea become a reality. In 1881, the American Red Cross was formed. Barton was named its president. You must never think of anything except the need and how to meet it. Clara Barton.